Up until now, Jim Carrey has been known as the wacko white guy on Fox TV's In Living Color. But his new movie, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, has suddenly made him a superstar. It's been the number one movie in the country 3 out of the last 4 weeks. And last week, Jim Carrey's price soared from $1 million a picture to $7 million. Film critic Stephen Schiff went to find out why.
You know what morphing is, right? That's the liquidy effect that allowed the villain to metamorphose in Terminator 2, and that Michael Jackson used to make the faces transform in his black and white video. It's a great computer innovation. Jim Carrey can do it with his mouth. He can also do a slow-motion instant replay without the aid of video equipment, and he can throw himself into reverse, too. He can turn into Wile E. Coyote 1 minute, the clairvoyant dwarf from Poltergeist the next, and then do the entire cast of Star Trek. He's a living, breathing special effect. In repose, Jim Carrey would be strikingly good-looking, tall and slender, with piercing eyes, copious dimples, and teeth so big and white that he makes Nancy Kerrigan look like Gabby Hayes. But he's never in repose. Carrey can't do anything without giving it a spin. And not a little spin. He puts enough English on his lines to send them into orbit. In Ace Ventura, he plays a pet detective, which turns out to be somebody who tracks down lost and stolen dogs, cats, and in this case, dolphins. The mascot of the Miami Dolphins, to be exact. Needless to say, the cops don't take this goon very seriously. In fact, the police lieutenant, Lois, played by campy Sean Young, has a suggestion for Mr. Ventura.
May I suggest you yield to the experts on this one? We'll find the porpoise.
Whew! Now I feel better.
Of course, that
might not do any good. You see, nobody's missing a porpoise. It's a dolphin that's been taken.
The common harbor porpoise has an abrupt snout, pointed teeth, and a triangular thoracic fin, while the bottlenose dolphin, or Tursiops truncatus, has an elongated beak, round cone-shaped teeth, and a serrated dorsal appendage. But I'm sure you already knew that. That's what turns me on about you. Your attention to detail.
Listen, pet dick. How would you like me to make your life a living hell?
Well, I'm not really ready for a relationship, Lois, but thank you for asking.
Ace Ventura isn't a very good movie. The plot seems to be on its last legs almost before it gets started, and the director, Tom Shadyac, has a rudimentary sitcom style. But then, maybe that's all he needs. With Carrey on the screen, any scene is already way too busy. He's in a constant state of extreme parody. Sometimes you may not know exactly what he's parodying, but his simpering insincerity is unmistakable. In fact, it occurred to me that Ace Ventura, Pet Detective is the Generation X movie that Reality Bites, for instance, is trying to be. Here are all the tacky TV and movie and brand name references, delivered with an attitude that can only be called wide-eyed cynicism. On Planet Carrey, nothing has any meaning or any value, but that's no reason not to have a good laugh about it. So, who is this guy? Is he Jerry Lewis, only with sex appeal? Or does he have the potential to become a major comic actor like Steve Martin? At the moment, it looks as though Jim Carrey can do anything. What he can't do, and what he needs to learn how to do, if only for a few minutes at a time, is nothing at all.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.